Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I want to talk a little college football, though. Stuart Mandel, nice enough to join us from The Athletic. He's been with us before. College football editor-in-chief. Hi, Stuart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well.
Good. We're excited to talk to you. Hey, listen, let's just talk about the big news of the Big Ten coming back. Your thoughts, how did they make it happen? How did things turn so quick to be able to say, you know, maybe even just 12 days ago, I don't think about the Big Ten, or maybe this isn't going to happen, and boom, now we got it again. So how'd this thing play out?
I mean, quick is one way to put it. It felt exhausting, all the various twists and turns over the last few weeks. But by all accounts, from talking to people inside the conference, despite what some people were reporting, this really coming back in, you know, as early as October 24th did not become a realistic possibility until really this past weekend when the Big Ten's medical committee, you know, put a presentation in front of the presidents that reassured them, that made them feel that in particular the ability to procure daily rapid response testing would and something that the Pac-12 had previously announced that now the Big Ten will be doing, that this would put them in a much better position than they were on August 11th in terms of ensuring that when they practice, when they play, there won't be any infected players out there. If you look at what's gone on in the other conferences, you know, they're proceeding ahead, and obviously that caused a lot of frustration, understandably so, among within the Big Ten, that why are they getting to play and we aren't. But they're also having to deal with massive outbreaks on their teams and cancellations of games, and I just don't think Big Ten presidents were comfortable with that. So now that they know they have the testing in place, now that they know, I think they freaked out a little bit about myocarditis when that was first presented. Now they know that there are ways to screen for that and minimize that, that over the weekend and into early this week, it became a done deal.
Is it just merely the rapid testing, or is it more, do you think that caused the Big Ten to come back, Stuart, is more of the everybody else is playing, so why in the world aren't we?
Well, you know, there's no way to separate all that out, right? Obviously,
good point.
The fact that everybody else was coming back to play, the fact that there was so much pressure, that there was a lawsuit filed in Nebraska, the President of the United States called Kevin Warren. Obviously, there was a lot of pressure to come back, but if it was as simple as that, they would have announced this weeks ago. It really did take, and as Northwestern's president indicated, on the call yesterday, as recently as last week, he wasn't in favor of it. It really took them being reassured that this new testing, this new technology, would put them in a better place than August 11th, when frankly that same medical committee was not recommending that they go forward.
How soon do you think we're going to see? There's talk scheduled next week for the Big Ten. Does that sound right to you?
I think it could be probably. I mean, there's been some talk possibly by the end of the week, but the end of the week's tomorrow, so probably early next week.
And what did you think when they said, because we all thought there was going to be a bye week in there so they can kind of build some time in, but then to come back and say, hey, we're going to play 8 straight weeks and then we're going to play like this playoff week, but 1-1 are going to go head to head. What did you think of that format that they came up with there? Because I don't think a lot of us saw that coming.
Yeah. And it goes to show you, by the way, like nobody really knew what was going on. I mean, there were so many variations of this that people reported as being the likely route. And then I don't think anybody knew the start date until it was actually announced. And certainly the fact that there was no bye week and the Jim Harbaugh idea, which I love, of having not just the championship game, but everybody else playing a game that last weekend. I think the fact that there's no off week and it shows you how confident they are that they're not going to have to cancel games. And it's getting into the weeds a little bit, but in the conferences that are playing now, they're testing 3 times a week. Those are the kind of tests that we've heard about since the beginning of the pandemic that take a day or more to come back. And in the meantime, if somebody is tested positive, they can become exposed to a lot of other players. And due to contact tracing, and you know, those players then have to quarantine. The next thing you know, you don't have enough guys available to play. With rapid response tests, guy comes in that morning, he tests positive, he's immediately isolated before he can infect any of his teammates, before anybody comes into contact with him that would then have to be quarantined. I'm not a doctor, first of all. I don't think anybody's under the expectation this will be perfect, but you certainly shouldn't, if it works as advertised, you certainly shouldn't be getting to the point that, you know, Charlotte had to cancel a game Saturday because an entire position group got wiped out. So they must feel pretty confident that games aren't going to get canceled and that they won't have to make them up.
What do you think of the fact that they're going to take about a month and change to get everybody up and moving before this thing starts?
Well, part of that is that they don't have the test yet. I think they're hoping for them to be ready to be there by October 1. And then we talk about, if we're talking health and safety, which is what this has all been about, yes, COVID is one part of that, but also, you know, putting guys back on the field and playing games before they're physically ready would, set yourself up for injuries. So I know Jim Harbaugh at one point said they could play a game in 2 weeks. I think that was being pretty ambitious. They never got to, if you remember at the time the announcement that it was postponed, they had only gotten to the first couple of days of training camp. They hadn't even put on pads yet. So I think that while they have continued to, I think all of the schools have continued to do the 12 hours a week, that's not quite the same as 20 hour a week, putting on the pads, hitting, and all those things. So, I think by the time they made the announcement, I know some people are still holding out hope for October 17th. Oh, also keep in mind, Wisconsin, for one, is shut down till the 24th or 25th. Other teams have had to pause. Probably was the earliest realistic date.
How are we looking towards, the end of the season there? This Big Ten's got to feel confident that they get a team in the Final Four, right? If somebody runs a table and goes undefeated, I can't see them keeping a Big Ten team out because they didn't play as many games as the SEC.
Well, the fact that as of now it's only going to be the 4 power conferences, I don't see the Pac-12
right.
Getting ready in time to be part of it. I think, I wrote about this in my mailbag yesterday. If the Big Ten champ is undefeated, just the whole history of the sport, we love undefeated teams, regardless of how many games they played. That would be hard to keep that team out. But I don't think there's going to be margin for error if the Big Ten's only going to play 9 games and the SEC is going to play 11 with their championship game. There's not going to be much margin for error. Now, I think that deep down, probably behind the scenes, the Big Ten is maybe predicting that the other conferences aren't going to get in all the games that they're scheduled to play, that they're going to have cancellations, and that by the end of the day, maybe they will have played the same number or around the same number. It's certainly not unprecedented. I remember UCF had a game canceled a couple years ago, and they only got to 12 instead of 13 by the end of the year. Notre Dame always plays one less game than the champions of the conferences. Like, I think one game is not the biggest deal in the world. I think it's 2 games, and especially given that the SEC is playing 2 extra conference games, not, an FCS opponent or something. That's where it's going to be. That's why I say the Big Ten team's not going to have much margin for error, because I think there's going to be a resistance to punish a team that had an extra loss, but also played 2 extra games.
So do you want to go on the record now as to why an 11-1 Auburn team should get in over an undefeated Ohio State team? Because you know that's where we're heading.
No, no, absolutely not. Again, I think it will be hard to keep out undefeated. Especially, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we've been saying since the conference-only concept first came out, how the heck do you even know how good these teams really are if they're not going to play teams from other conferences? So it's basically going to be, I think, you know, if Penn State has a good record at the end of the year, we're just going to assume that Penn State's one of the best teams in the country because of who they are, right? Probably whoever comes out of the Big Ten will have beaten around 3-4 top 25 teams. And that's not going to be – maybe an SEC team would have more, but it's certainly not going to be more, you know, less than the Big 12 champ or the ACC champ. I mean, last year, I believe Clemson had one top 25 win the entire year. So it's really about the games. It's about how many good teams did you beat, not, hey, did you play? That's why I don't think playing one fewer game would be that big a deal.
He is Stuart Mandel, college football editor-in-chief for The Athletic. Must read anytime he writes. Stuart, where is the Pac-12 sitting right now? Are they going to find their way back, or are there still some hiccups that need to be figured out for them?
It was pretty remarkable yesterday how all of a sudden, once the Big Ten announcement came, that suddenly all these health ordinances that had been keeping the Pac-12 from even practicing, suddenly those counties and the states were open to changing them. I mean, they're in a different boat in that, you know, we mentioned the Big Ten had actually gotten to the start of training camp. The Pac-12 over the summer never even got to the phase before training camp. So those teams just need more time to ramp up. They're probably going to need at least 5 or 6 weeks. And they don't actually have all the clearances yet. They're still, you know, I live in St. Clair County where Stanford is. Stanford would not be allowed to hold a practice right now. But they're hoping that they can, now that they have a plan for daily testing, that they can get that addressed here pretty quickly. We also have been dealing with wildfires out here and unhealthy air quality. None of the Oregon teams nobody would allow them to go practice right now with the air quality it is. So they're just, everything is working against them. And so hopefully for their sake, they can get everything straightened out here in the next week or so and get back to the practice field. But October 24th is not an option for them, and maybe not even October 31st.
Stuart Mandel, thank you very much from The Athletic, football editor-in-chief. We appreciate the insight. Look forward to talking to you maybe down the road here when we got some games to talk about and we can dive into the Big Ten a little bit more. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Make sure you read him in The Athletic. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.